Your member station, WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A survey from the NAACP in 2020 reported that only 14% of Black respondents trusted the COVID-19 vaccine's safety, and only 18% said they would definitely get vaccinated. But amid the distrust, many of Philadelphia's Black healthcare workers are opting in. WHYY Sojourner Ehebe has more.
Keita White works at a nursing home in Mount Airy. Within a few months of the pandemic, one-third of her elderly clients contracted the coronavirus and died. White says that took a heavy toll on her and coworkers, one of whom died from the virus as well.
Oh, we were very close to the residents, very close. It was really tough. Some of the workers, they had to take a leave because it was just so overwhelming of seeing the residents that we were so close to just passing away daily.
White is one of 13,000 members of District 1199C, a Philly-based healthcare union that overwhelmingly serves Black healthcare workers in the city. Union President Chris Wood says a lot of the vaccine hesitancy among the union's membership now was fueled by the lack of adequate protection at the outset of the pandemic.
We didn't have proper PPE. Folks weren't paid hazardous pay for coming in.
Though many of those issues have been resolved by the union, the damage had been done. By the time the vaccine rollout came around, Wood says many union members had lost trust in the healthcare institutions that would eventually be responsible for vaccinating them. Now the union is focusing its efforts on vaccine education for its many members to ensure that people feel informed and safe before getting vaccinated. Sojourner Ehebe, WHYY News.